Last week, a small black bear cub wandered into Seward Spring Creek Correctional Center's Smoke Shack, so the people who found it named it Smokey. But despite the nickname, the animal's future didn't look good. Orphaned when its mother was shot and separated from its siblings, the likely outcome was euthanization. Then the Sitka nonprofit, Fortress of the Bear, got involved, and that is where Smokey is headed. State Fish and Game Department spokesman Ken Marsh explains.
We have a tentative agreement with Fortress of the Bear to take the bear. We have a few contingencies that they're working on right now to make sure the bear can be safely transported from Seward. It's currently still in Seward at the Animal Control Center. So once we get all those ducks in a row and things seem to be falling into place, we should be good to go.
Smokey's cause was picked up by the national organization Angels for Animals Network. It used its Facebook page to try to save the cub. The plea, illustrated by a photo of the curious creature, went viral. Tens of thousands of people saw the post, and some called or emailed state officials. Now, with Fish and Game support, Fortress of the Bear's Les Kinnear says the facility is getting ready for the new arrival.
We're lining up housing for him, getting everything situated here on this end, with the long-term prospect of building an additional space, either in one of our habitats or separately, depending on how much interest and revenue we can generate. Depends on what type of facility we go ahead and build over the winter for these new cubs in the spring.
The fortress has two enclosures containing five large brown bears. Kinnear says it would not be safe to add a small black bear into the mix. But Smokey may still have company. Fish and Game's Marsh says the state is looking for a second cub to send to Sitka.
That is a possibility. It's something that we're actively looking into right now. In fact, we may even have a potential candidate. I won't jinx it by saying any more. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Once the cub or cubs settle in, they'll spend time on display. Kinnear says that will help them become successful residents at the sanctuary and tourist attraction.
Certainly it's a good thing if bear cubs are going to be in captivity that they are familiar with people and behave normally around them. So certainly introducing them to a number of people is something we hope to be able to do.
The cuteness factor will have lessened by the time cruise ship tourists visit next spring. By then, the cubs will be about 100 pounds each and no longer resemble long-clawed puppies. Marsh says bear cub deaths are not uncommon. Many don't make it because of attacks from other bears, starvation, or separation from their mothers.
It's just something that happens in nature to some degree. And, of course, in this case, it was human interaction that caused the cub to be orphaned, or at least that's what we believe at this point. And it's kind of the way it goes sometimes, and it's nice that in this situation we're able to find a compromise.
State and fortress officials say they expect the cub or cubs to head to Sitka soon. They have to arrange safe travel, adequate shelter, a public education plan, and a few other details. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Sitka.